Atiba, thoughts on the performance after that? Obviously, 1 point down, would it have been nice to come away with a win?
Yeah, it would have been, you know, nice for us, but I think when you look at it like a two-leg game, it's, you know, one long game, it's a halftime and all that stuff. In a regular game, you wouldn't get too happy, too sad if you're down up or down one or two. So I think, you know, it's good we put ourselves in a good position to be successful.
It was a close game up until the third quarter, and then they kind of just kind of hit the accelerator. But were you pleased with the sides opening the first two quarters?
I think it was great. I think even in the late in the game, after that run they made, we called a timeout, and they came out and they got some scores and stops, and they really responded well. That was crucial to me because that could have been a real big point where we went down by 15, 16 points. They're on the cusp of a 10-point lead, I believe. So that, to me, was the biggest part of the game. I think early on, we had a lot of mental lapses. There's tons of stuff to watch on film where we can get better just from, you know, nothing they did, just us being a little more focused in, and a couple of easy layups down the paint, falling asleep. So for us, it's a few things we can get better with.
Mike Cook obviously gets in foul trouble. Was it disappointing to have him out of the game for that period of time?
Yeah, I mean, we held it together for the most part, so that was good. But, you know, you'd love to see, you know, a guy like Mike staying on the court, give himself a chance to do something for the team. But, you know, that foul was unfortunate, but it was other things that led to that we got to just make sure we clean up and just focus on the task.
Is that something that has to improve going forward? Obviously, he fouled out against Leicester, obviously, in their second leg down there.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's not usually like Mike to foul out. He's had some bad run of games. He didn't foul out tonight. He just got in foul trouble. Take away the technical, and he's not in that trouble that he had. So, you know, it's passion. It's, you know, you don't want to stop a guy from being passionate, playing hard. We just got to make sure he stay focused.
Main thing is you're still in this time. What was the objective coming into this game?
You know, we wanted to win. We played to win. We wanted to make sure we came out. We played hard. We didn't fall to the aggressive team, the good rebounding team, and we just had to make sure we stuck with it and played hard, and I think we did that in the show.
Mike Cook did show when he was on the court, though, how influential he can be, not only scoring, but in terms of the assists as well.
Yeah, he's a dynamic player. He's crafty with the ball. He can score, he can pass. He's a big guard. I think, you know, early in the season, sometimes BJ got caught up with, he'd have 2 6'5", 6'6", 6'8", guys doubling him, whoever it was. Couldn't really pass over the double team as well, probably as Mike. He did a great job, but Mike has a little bit of advantage in that sense. So with him on the ball sometimes and BJ off the ball, you just get a little more passing lanes and things available, and Mike finds people.
What have you made to John Barber's playoffs as well?
John's doing well. I think he's a little hampered right now with his ankle, so he's not 100%, but he's rebounding the heck out of the ball. He's doing a good job on the glass. And he's giving us effort and doing the small things. So he's kind of he's our glue guy, but he hits big shots when he gets the ball.
And in terms of the second leg, how do you look at it now?
Just approach the same way. We're going to watch film. We're going to recover and do some walkthrough stuff. And just fix, like I said, there's so much stuff that we did wrong in our own house that we can't really worry about Newcastle too much right now.
They certainly look like a side that can be beaten, and that certainly looked like the best performance out there against Newcastle.
Yeah, it was good. It was solid. Like I said, it wasn't great. I think we probably played better against Leicester, but you know, Newcastle's a different kind of team. They present different problems, so we just got to learn to adjust to them.
What do you have to improve?
Just recognition, player recognition on defense, just a little more boxing out, physicality stuff, doing the small things. Offensively, we just got to move the ball a little bit better. I think we got stagnant and over-dribbled at times.
And is that a case of keeping Scott Martin and Charles Smith quiet as well?
Yeah, easier said than done, but of course they're tough. They're tough players. They really shot the ball well, especially Martin. So, again, we just got to keep focus. That's the thing with this team. If you lose focus, someone wiggles free. So you got to just make sure we tighten that focus up.
Best of luck in the second leg.
Thanks.